It's Sunday Fun Day. That's right. Add some digital wisdom to your day with today's digital life hack, and then keep listening. A listener question is right on deck. Around the world, on average, kids spend 6 to 9 hours a day in front of a screen. No surprises there. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Keeper Security, the password manager you can access from any device. Just $17.50 for your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. I get this call all the time on my show. Help, my kid won't stop playing video games. They're glued to the screens. Yeah, I know it's hard to pry them away, but now's the time to grab the bull by its horns. Limit their screen time. Start with the gaming consoles, Nintendo, PlayStation, or Xbox. Go into their settings and find parental controls or family to set time limits. If your kids are very young, I'd say an hour a day at most. And don't just focus on games. Create a plan for all screen time, including their tablet, TV, and computers. The American Academy of Pediatrics offers tools to make a plan that fits your family. Just visit healthychildren.org to create yours. That's healthychildren.org. Get Tech Smarts to help you get ahead at work and at home. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com. All right, now for a slice of something different. Let's crank open the listener mailbox and see what gems that you've sent my way. Reed in Huntsville, Alabama. Hi there, Reed.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for asking. What's going on in Huntsville?
Thanks for taking the call. Well, in Huntsville, I have a little side hustle where I turn chunks of wood into people's favorite pens.
Whoa, and wait.
When we do,
okay.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Okay, so you take, what kind of wood do you use?
Well, my last name is Carpenter, and people give me wood. So I honestly get given trees.
Wow, that's awesome.
I use a lot of local woods or salvaged woods or some historic woods and acrylics, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not really the big question today. When we go to a live arts and crafts place, I bring a mini lathe and people, you know, gather around and watch us do the work, which is fascinating. And I'd like to take that online from the garage when I'm doing work. So I want to stream the workshop live.
Okay.
And I'm just not sure how to proceed.
Well, first of all, your workspace is going to be pretty small, right?
Yeah, it's a two-car garage.
Okay. But as far as what kind of area do you need to showcase? I mean, here's what I'm thinking. Because when I meant like workspace is pretty small, like enable to watch you, you're going to need different perspectives, correct? Like maybe a camera
right
over top?
Right.
And then,
so I usually do a lot of work on the lathe, which is probably a 12-inch by 12-inch viewing area to see what the work, but you can't see me. Same thing with the drill press or the laser engraver or other little tools like that. So a profile of me working is okay, but probably more fun to see it up closer.
Okay.
And I was thinking about, you know, mounting webcams in the false ceiling of the garage.
Yeah, you can do that. And then also lighting is so important. Making sure that there aren't too many shadows and getting different perspectives. How long does it take you to, and I know it probably depends upon the intricacy of the pen, but how long does it normally take you to make a pen?
I did a big order and I timed myself on that big order, all the same kinds of pen, all the same kind of wood. And my average was 20 minutes per item.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Have you ever put anything on YouTube?
I do have a YouTube channel, but I haven't really done much. I've done a lot of videos on my Facebook page of Carpenter Carpentry, but that requires somebody to come over and
film
me doing it while I talk and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to have it more anonymous and automatic where, hey, I just want to see what Reed's doing in the garage today.
Okay, how far from the ceiling to where the lathe is? How many feet?
I think that's the standard room height of about 12 feet.
Okay, all right.
12, 15 feet.
Okay. I'm asking you a whole bunch of questions because I want to put together a shopping list for you.
That's what I called for.
Oh, there you go. Because you're going to need lighting. You're going to need tracks for this. I want to find the right camera for you. And also, you're going to want to use what's called switching software. Luckily, that's free. If you want to check it out before I give you the whole shopping list, it's called OBS, Open Broadcaster Software.
I've heard of OBS.
Yeah, and so what that allows you to do is, like, once you have all the cameras hooked up, is that you can say, oh, I'm going to be over here and push that button. I'm going to be over here and push that button. Or even if you're like, maybe you have somebody else working on another part of the pen, you know, you could say, we're going to go over and check this out, you know. And, you know, you're going to need some type of lav mic. I mean, it doesn't have to get, we're not going to spend like $15,000, just to let you know. But I think you're probably looking at with some lights and some tracks. Of course, you know, time and putting it all in. We're not gonna calculate that at all. But probably
that's just a loss leader right there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's probably gonna be like, you know, maybe like I'm just guessing from my hip, probably like about $1,500. You know,
I was looking to start about a third of that because I already have lots of lights in the garage.
Oh, you do?
I can see what I'm doing.
Awesome.
Yeah, the lights are. I'm pretty happy with the lights.
Okay, then you know what? Then we can just
put in tracks, and I have a lapel mic. I was looking more for the software side, and then the camera side, and how to send it out and tell people to to see this without compromising my home Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we don't want to do that either. You're gonna put everything on a different network, but we'll explain that. You're gonna keep your main network, and then you're gonna start another network for this. Do you get our tips?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What I'm going to do is we're going to write this up as a tip between now and, say, over the next week or so.
Okay.
And we'll go through about how to live stream. We'll pick the streamer. We'll talk about the cameras. And we'll figure out exactly the gear that you need. I'm going to include the lights and the lapel mics as well, Reed, even though you don't need them. Just in case somebody who is reading, they might need them. Again, if you're not getting our newsletters already, make sure that you sign up over at commando.com. Hey, cheers for being part of the listening squad. Now, if you have something on your tech radar that you're dying to know more about, easy peasy, head over to commando.com, click email Kim. Now, every email you send gets my full attention. No kidding. Now, when you're ready for no fluff, just essential tech stuff in your inbox, head over to getkim.com and sign up for my free daily newsletter. That's getkim.com.